AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
The federal government has charged Donald Trump with 37 felony counts over the mishandling of classified documents at his Florida estate. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Today, an indictment was unsealed.
Special Counsel Jack Smith laid out the allegations.
Charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The government says Trump not just intentionally kept classified documents at Mar-a-Lago in areas ranging from a ballroom to a bathroom, but showed some to visitors, including a Pentagon battle plan and a military operation map, and then refused Justice Department demands to return the documents, enlisting aides to hide them.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Smith says he wants a speedy trial in South Florida, where Trump is said to make a court appearance Tuesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Vice President Mike Pence wants to hear from the Attorney General himself, Merrick Garland.
You need to stand up and explain to us why this was necessary before the sun sets today. The American people deserve to know the basis of this unprecedented action, and they deserve to know today.
More from Washington and the AP's Mike Balsamo.
The former president has alleged he's done absolutely nothing wrong, that he had the right to declassify government documents. However, this indictment spells out measures that the former president took.
Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson shocked Britain by quitting as a lawmaker after being told he'll be sanctioned for misleading Parliament about Partygate, a series of rule-breaking government parties during the pandemic. Russian President Vladimir Putin is asserting Ukrainian troops have started a long-expected counteroffensive and were suffering significant losses. Kyiv has downplayed talk of a counteroffensive. This is AP News. The Environmental Protection Agency says smoky conditions from the wildfires in Canada have eased.
It was a week of misery for many who live in the smoke-filled Northeast, especially those with breathing problems. But shifting winds are helping the smoke blow out to sea in the mid-Atlantic, says the EPA's Director of Air Quality Assessment, Chet Wayland.
The good news is it's starting to clear up in some of the northern parts of the country. And hopefully in a few days, it'll clear out down here in the mid-Atlantic areas as well.
He suggests that people use their app and website, airnow.gov, which pinpoints the air in your neighborhood based on zip code.
You can actually take actions to protect your health in real time.
He says people should review the color coding and the number of pollution particles per cubic meter to help determine if they're at risk. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Live racing resumed at Belmont Park in New York after a day off because of the smoke. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.